As deeply seated as was the principle of liberty and resistance to arbitrary power in the breasts of the Puritans, it was not more so than their piety and sense of religious obligation. They were emphatically a people whose God was the Lord. Their form of government was as strictly theocratical, if direct communication be accepted, as was that of the Jews, insomuch that it would be difficult to say where there was any civil authority among them entirely distinct from ecclesiastical jurisdiction. Whenever a few of them settled a town, they immediately gathered themselves into a church, and their elders were magistrates, and their code of laws was the Pentateuch. These were forms, it is true, but forms which faithfully indicated principles and feelings, for no people could have adopted such forms who were not thoroughly imbued with the spirit and bent on the practice of religion. God was their king, and they regarded him as truly and literally so, as if he had dwelt in a visible palace in the midst of their state. They were his devoted, resolute, humble subjects. They undertook nothing which they did not beg of him to prosper. They accomplished nothing without rendering to him the praise. They suffered nothing without carrying their sorrows to his throne. They ate nothing which they did not implore him to bless.